synthesis and nails went bang. All your people respond and sing. All right, good morning, church at Southside. Good morning. How are we feeling today? Good to see you. Most everybody sitting in the sun. That's very intelligent. That's smart. Good job. My name's Charlie. I get to bring the word today. Thankfully, I won't sing to you. We'll save that for Jesse. Keep Jesse and his family in your prayers. They're going through the process of moving. So some of you have done that. You know what a challenge that is. And keep Keith in your prayers as well. He's doing some hunting today. Last thing I told him is don't shoot anything that you shouldn't, Keith. So hopefully he will be safe. And today I get to share the word, and I'm glad to do that. I hope you enjoyed breakfast this morning. Anybody want to praise God for some scrambled eggs? Amen. Praise God for scrambled eggs. How about some biscuits and gravy? Amen. Yes, that was good. And don't forget the bacon. Amen. Who loves and wants to praise God for bacon? I like it. I like it. Yeah, that's good. So it's good to be together today. I know it's cold, but you can feel God's spirit with us, and that warms us up, right? Amen. Warms us up. So I wanted to share my hat with you this morning. I know most of you are sitting far away, probably can't see what my hat says. A good brother gave this to me. And if you can't see what it says, Jesus is my boss. Jesus is my boss. If Jesus is your boss, say amen. Yeah, amen. So I really like this hat. And I'm sure if we could pass the microphone around, all of you could talk about a boss that you've had in your life. I'm sure in some point, somewhere, somehow, in some situation, you've had somebody in authority over you, right? And if I could pass the microphone to you, I'm sure you could share some good things about a boss that you've had in your life, somebody that was a good leader, somebody that made wise choices, somebody that was a good boss. And I'm sure if I could pass the microphone around to you this morning, we could share some things where you could say that people that have been in authority have made some bad choices or tough decisions or things that maybe you didn't agree with. So all of us probably know the feeling of what it's like to have a boss, all right? So I think we can agree this morning that Jesus is our boss. He is the one in authority over us. He is the one that is lovingly exercising his rule over us. And what's so interesting to me is that in our scripture today, we see how a real and true and powerful and good boss acts. So if you want to pay the cost to be the boss, this is what it looks like. And it's found today in our scripture in John chapter 13. John chapter 13 is where we are. Remember that Jesus has entered into Jerusalem for the last week of his life. And they're about to celebrate a wonderful feast, a feast called the Passover. So in John 13 verse 1, it says, just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come to leave this world and to go to the Father. So we're nearing the very end of Jesus's life. Jesus knows this, and this is what he does. It says, having loved his dear companions, he continued to love them right to the end. So Jesus here is acting out of love. He is a boss that loves, and up until the very end, this is how he acts. It was supper time. The devil by now had Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, firmly in his grip, all set for the betrayal. So Jesus knows that he's about to be betrayed as well. So think of all the emotions that would be going on in his mind. Think of everything that he's feeling right now in this very powerful moment. And out of love, the scripture continues. He says, Jesus knew that the Father had put him in complete charge of everything. Jesus is the boss. The Father had put him in complete charge of everything, that he came from God and was on his way back to God. So Jesus is operating in his full identity. He knows who he is, he knows who his Father is, and he knows where he's going. And this is how he acts. He gets up from the supper table. He sets aside his robe. And he puts on an apron. Our boss trades robes for aprons. the garment of servants. And then he pours water into a basin and begins to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his apron. So Jesus, the boss, takes off his robes and puts on an apron and begins to wash feet. Now, I know that sounds kind of weird. Back in the time of Jesus, wonderful thing that people would do because the roads were so dusty is the first thing you would happen when someone would enter a house is a servant would wash the feet of the guests so that they could be clean in the house. And this was usually reserved for the lowest of the low. The person who was the lowest on the totem pole would be the one that would do this. But now we've got the boss taking on the form of a servant. And listen to what happens. It says, when he got to Simon Peter, Peter said, "Master, you're going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered something that I'm sure he said over and over and over. "You don't understand." You don't understand. Even the closest disciples of Jesus didn't understand all the time. And that's hope for us, right? Because sometimes we're confused. We don't understand. But Jesus, out of love, says, "You don't understand now what I'm doing, but it will be clear enough to you later." And then Peter persisted. He said, "You're not going to wash my feet ever." So think of Peter protesting, saying, "Look, no, you're the king. You're the one that's in charge. You're never going to wash my feet." So Jesus responds, "If I don't wash you, you can't have part of what I'm doing." And then Peter, with all of his passion and his excitement, he says something beautiful. He says, "All right, if that's what you're trying to teach me, then hey, wash not only my feet, but then wash my hands and wash my head." You got to love his passion and you got to love his enthusiasm. And then Jesus lovingly says, "If you've had a bath in the morning, you only need your feet washed now and you're clean from head to toe." Listen to what Jesus says. He says, "My concern, you understand, is holiness, not hygiene. My concern, you understand, is holiness, not hygiene. So now you're clean, but not every one of you." And he knew that he was the one who was about to betray him, which is why he said, "Not every one of you." So don't miss that. Jesus washes 12 disciples' feet. Can you imagine the time that it took for him to do this? Can you imagine the love? Can you imagine what his disciples were thinking as he was doing this? And don't miss that Jesus washes the feet of Judas. Jesus washes the feet of Judas, and he knew that Judas was even going to betray him. What love, what power, what service. Jesus washes the feet of Judas. And after he had finished washing their feet, the scripture says, he took his robe and put it back on and went back to his place at the table. And he says, Jesus is saying this, listen to the scripture. It says, "Do you understand what I've done to you? You address me as teacher and master, and rightly so. That is what I am. So if I, the master and teacher, washed your feet, you must now wash each other's feet. I've laid down a pattern for you. What I've done, you do. What I've done, you do. What I've done, you do." I'm only pointing out the obvious. A servant is not ranked above his master. An employee doesn't give orders to the employer. If you understand what I'm telling you, act like it. Do this, and you will live a blessed life. Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God for the people of God. May all of God's people say amen. One or two takeaways I want to share with you from this beautiful passage. It speaks so beautifully all by itself. But I want to give you just a couple of mathematical equations that hopefully you can remember and take with you this week. The first mathematical equation, who's good at math? I'm not very good at math, but I can figure this math out, okay? Here's the first equation. Power equals service. Say that with me. Power equals service. One more time. Power equals service. This model that Jesus shared for us is so different than the culture that we live in. Amen. The power, the people that want power, the people that are in power normally are the ones that exercise rule or authority or exercise power in ways that are not the ways of Jesus. But the way of Jesus, the way that Jesus illustrates power, is through the beautiful, humble act of service. Now, I can't begin to explain to you how that works. There is a mystery to that. There is a beauty to that. And I promise you, that's not the culture that we live in. But we, sisters and brothers, we walk by faith. Amen? We walk by faith. So we've got to have the faith to say that if I choose service, if I choose the road of humble service, Jesus sees, God knows, and God will reward in His time and in His way, okay? I promise you that's what will happen if we choose to humble ourselves and model our lives with the life of Jesus. Do what He did, just like what He said. If we choose in every circumstance, in every situation, to live and to model our lives like the other-oriented life of Jesus, God will see and God will reward in His time and in His way. We just have to have the faith. Now, I know in a culture like this where a homeless man gets stabbed 6 or 7 times, that's not the world that we live in. It just doesn't seem like that's the way that it should be. But I promise you, sisters and brothers, the way of power is through service. And Jesus modeled that so beautifully. He had all the power, all the authority. He was the one that created the feet of those disciples. Yet He washed them. He was there during the creation. But He chose Himself. The humble attitude that He had was the attitude of service. And that, my friends, in the kingdom of God, in the area where God's rule and God's, the throne of God, the dome under which God is king, that is the way of leadership in the kingdom. If you want to pay the cost to be the boss, power equals service. Now, I'm not naive. I understand that, sisters and brothers, we in this parking lot, some of you may not have and probably don't have many maybe earthly possessions. And service doesn't necessarily always mean giving away earthly possessions. But you know what it does mean? It means that I look out for my sister and my brother. It means that I see that sister and brother who is in the parking lot with me and everywhere I go this week, that is a person that is created in the image of God. Amen. So they have eternal worth and eternal value. And they have an eternal soul. And my only judgment on them is they are worth Jesus Christ dying for. Amen. They are worth Jesus Christ dying for. So if they are made in the image of God, if they are worth Jesus Christ dying for, then they have eternal worth and they have eternal value, and I can serve them. I may not necessarily be able to give them money. I may not necessarily be able to give them any kind of possession or anything. But you know what I can do? I can do like my friend this morning who was handing out the bacon did. You know what he said every time he passed out the bacon? He said, "God bless you." That's a leader in the kingdom, sisters and brothers. That's a person that's looking out not only for their own interests, and we do need to have an appropriate love of self, but that's someone that's looking out for the interests of others. That's leadership in the kingdom. And sisters and brothers, this is the way to live. This is the way to life. It is through service. It is through an other-oriented life. And sisters and brothers, this is not easy. Amen. This is not easy. We live in a culture and a world that says self, self, self. Self first. I put myself first. I got to look out for number one. I got to look out for my own needs. And sisters and brothers, I struggle with that every single day. But the way of Jesus and the model of Jesus is power equals service. So today, as we close, if Jesus is your boss, this week, ask Him for opportunities to serve. Ask Him for opportunities to say a good word. Ask Him for opportunities to serve, because service in the kingdom will live forever and ever, and so will you. Amen. Today, I'm going to leave this hat that says, "Jesus is my boss," on the table over here. So as you're going through the line, if somebody wants to pick up this hat, I want to see people wear, you know, a person wear this hat every week to remind us that Jesus is the boss. And He is the boss, but remember how He acts. He acts, He had all the power, all the authority, every right in heaven on earth, but he laid it all down. He gave it all up. He set aside his own rights, which the rights that he rightfully had, out of love for you and for me, to serve you and for me, to serve you and me. And if that is the way of Jesus, that's the way of the church at Southside. Amen. Let's walk in that and live in that this week. Will you pray with me? Father, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. It's cold outside, but we're thankful for the warmth that we feel when we're together as sisters and brothers, as your church. I thank you for every person represented today. I know that everyone that's standing on this ground, everyone that can hear my voice, is a person that has eternal value, a person that is made in the image of God. And we celebrate that today. God, we know that we are made in your image, and that gives us worth. That gives us value, regardless of what this society says, regardless of what our culture says. We know that we are yours. We are sisters and brothers, and we have a seat at the table. I thank you today for good food that's filled our bellies. I praise you for that. I thank you today for your love and your grace and your mercy. Everything that you do for us, every way that you love us, every way that you bless us, we're so thankful. We're so grateful. God, I pray today that you would help us to exhibit service. God, help us to serve, and we need your power, we need your love, and we need your presence to help us with that. God, we struggle in this culture that says, me first, put my needs first. We struggle to have an attitude and a heart of service. But God, help us with that. Help us to share a kind word. Help us to not just look out for our own interests, but the interests of others, because we know when we do that, you see, you care, and you know, and we are great in the kingdom of God. Father, this world is messed up, but I pray that this week we will be your light, showing service and love to everybody that we see. God, I pray that the food that we eat today, the supplies that we get, is a message from you that says you matter. You are a person of worth. You are a person of value. So we love you, God. We give you this day. We know every breath we have comes from you. So we thank you, we praise you, and we bless you because you are the boss. And it's in Jesus we pray. May all of God's people say together, amen. Say it with me. There's nothing else.